Well, returning to our breaking news now from South Africa, where police have arrested the most wanted fugitive in the 1994 Rwandan genocide after decades on the run. His name, Fulgence Kayishema. He's been a fugitive for more than 20 years. He's accused of organizing the killing of nearly 2,000 Tutsis seeking shelter at a Catholic church. Gatete Ruhumuliza is an attorney and political analyst. He's with us live from the Rwandan capital, Kigali. Shed some light, put some context around who this person is.
All right, thank you for having me. So Kayishema is, Fulgence Kayishema is an important person in perpetrating the genocide against the Tutsi, because what he did, he first of all, he starts the killing very early on the 6th of April. And as soon as, as soon as the genocide starts, and now the thing is, he breaks the first taboo, because while killing Tutsis started around 1959, they'd never been killed when they fled into a church. So what Kayishema did by, you know, by bringing fuel and killing people in a church, he breaks the first taboo that was unheard of killing people who have sought shelter in a church. And therefore, the subsequent killings will follow that pattern, which is why some of the Tutsi who died, they died because they had sought shelter in a church, thinking that killers were not there crossing that barrier and going into a church to kill people. But as early as the 6th of April, Kayishema kills people in a church and then opens the door to people profaning even the church and not fearing to pursue Tutsis in churches. So that's an important aspect of this situation. But Kayishema avoided capture for a very long time.
How?
And then when the... Sorry?
How? How did he manage to be a fugitive for more than two decades, being one of the most wanted fugitive left?
Because he was... Because they have networks. So remember, there are two things, and that's why this arrest is very important today. There are networks of people who support them. First of all, when the French Operation Turquoise comes to Rwanda, they create some sort of a buffer between the advancing RPF and the fleeing genocide perpetrators, and the French allows them to flee into DRC and ultimately exfiltrates them into Europe. And in Europe, they form all sorts of networks where they protect each other, and some governments protect them. So, for example, the French government has never extradited any single genocide fugitive to Rwanda, because they, you know, because there are these networks that protect them. So there are networks in Europe, but there are also networks in the neighboring country. And this arrest intervenes at a very crucial moment in time, where calls to kill Tutsi, especially in DRC, are on the rise again, and genocide denial is also on the rise. So this arrest is quite important, and it's sending a signal to people, including Congolese populists and politicians who are calling for killings of Tutsi, to understand that their day in court is also going to come sooner or later. So I think this is an important development at this time in history. Where
can you describe the investigative work over such a long period of time that goes into a capture, an arrest like the one we're seeing today?
Right. So Rwanda has the genocide fugitive tracking units that works with police and justice institutions across the world. But while you send indictments, and in this case, Kayishema was under indictment of the International Criminal Court, and which then, when it closed its doors, submitted these indictments and his file to the Rwandan prosecution. While the Rwandan prosecution can issue arrest warrants, while the U.S. can put in a bounty to capture him, it all depends on the cooperation of the government where this person is. Now, unfortunately, governments of this world have, sometimes they don't have political will to track and arrest these people. So we are very, very pleased that South Africa has finally done this, because we know some of the fugitives' whereabouts are known, but the governments in those countries are reluctant to capture them and bring them to justice.
Gatete Ruhumuliza, thank you for joining us at such short notice. We just found out moments ago about this information. We'll speak to you again. Thank you.
Thank you.